Kitchener native rap artist, known by his stage name Dom Valley, is nominated for a second time at the Canadian Juno Awards. This year, Valley, whose real name is Dominic Turton, is nominated for Rap Album of the Year for his album See You When I See You. His first Juno nomination was in 2023 for Rap Single of the Year, Bin Himma. Radio Waterloo spoke with Valley to hear more about how growing up and living in Kitchener has influenced his music, how he came up with his stage name, what he'd be doing if he wasn't in music, and what he's up to next.
What was kind of the journey of this particular album?
Yeah, so this project was, it's actually a sequel to my previous one, which was called Are We There Yet? And kind of like, it was about like the, just getting into the industry. You know, when you're a little kid and you're on a long road trip and you're in the back seat, you're not really the one driving, and you just keep asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Like, just wondering if we are at the destination of like reaching our goals and stuff. This one was a follow-up to that. It's called See You When I See You. And it's more so about being in the driver's seat, knowing that I have full control over everything now, and being like, you know what, I'll get there when I get there. I'll see you when I see you.
Can you tell me a little bit about how growing up here in Kitchener-Waterloo, how did that kind of shape and form? How was your trajectory formed here?
I just started writing and producing stuff myself, and I was working at Farm Boy part-time, and then I transitioned to full-time when I was in grade 12. And I would save up and pay for studio time, this little studio over behind Bleams Road. And it was like most like rock, a lot of rock musicians in the area would record there. So I was like one of the only hip-hop, if not the only hip-hop artist that would come through there. But the engineer there, Chris, we got along well, and I started recording my first project there. I started working at Rainbow Caribbean Cuisine, which if you're from the area, you you like Jamaican food, you definitely know what that is. And yeah, my the manager there, which we're good friends now, Clue. I showed him my music before I had even released my first music video, and he was like, "Oh wow, like I see a lot of potential in you." And you know, he would, you know, if I needed a shift off because I wanted to go to the studio, he'd give me a shift. If I needed a little extra money to pay for some studio time, he would swing me some cash. And yeah, so a lot of the community really believed in me from, you know, the start of everything.
Here's a question: if you weren't going to be a musician or a rap artist, what would you be doing?
Well, when I was in first grade, we did a project and it was like kind of answering. It was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And initially, I wanted to be a fighter jet pilot, and then I found out that if you're colorblind, you can't be a fighter jet pilot. So I had to scratch that one off the to-do list. But honestly, I have a lot of love for video production, like cinematography, and I feel like I would love to go into something film related.
How did you come up with Dom Valley as the name that you're going by?
I don't know if you're familiar with the Toronto highway system, but there's a highway called the Don Valley Parkway. So I remember, you know, being on that when I was a kid, and being in the back seat of my dad's Honda Civic and driving down the Don Valley Parkway, and you know, they had the big bridges and the trees, and it was always like a cool part of the drive. We'd go see his friend Jason. It was just a cool thing to look at. So that kind of just stuck.
So what are you working on right now? What are you what's the next thing right now?
I have a single coming out with my producers, Just Ideas, and a Latin artist named Bebe Boy. So it's a mix between hip hop and Afro beats. And That one's dropping on the 28th. I have another song, which is part of my upcoming mixtape called Nonprofit, but Profit spelled P-R-O-P-H-E-T, called Juicy J Flow. That the Nonprofit mixtape is me just going back to hip-hop roots and my roots and sampling records that I grew up on, records that I loved listening to as a kid. So it's 10 songs, all sampling older records. That one I'm really excited to release. But yeah, Juicy J Flow comes out on the 21st.
And my last question is just to the people who are listening. What do you want to say to them?
To the people of KW, the city that I love so much. You know, if you're an artist, or, you know, you don't even have to be an artist. If you just have something that you believe in, or something that you want to pursue, something that you feel like you could take a risk on and jump into it, but you're a little scared, just do it. Jump in. You don't know how far it can take you.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.